The 5-year contract extension signing by San Antonio Symphony maestro Sebastian Lang-Lessing almost seemed like an athletic superstar event. Notables like the Tobin Center's Bruce Bug and Judge Nelson Wolf offered their thanks, but the new Symphony GM, David Gross, set the tone.
I know how Coach Pop felt the day that Tim Duncan committed to the long term to the Spurs.
A chamber group and a brass quartet gave the gathering on the riverbanks of the downtown IBC Plaza a classic vibe. The event was attended by dozens of symphony players, master singers, ballet, and other arts groups, his wife Britta, as well as San Antonians. I was able to speak with Lang-Lessing beforehand.
What is it about San Antonio and the symphony which really allured you to stay here?
It's first of all, it's our orchestra. It's the musicians of the orchestra that are really fun to work with. Second, it's an audience that is really curious. We have a fantastic audience in this city.
Now that he's here for the next half decade, Lang-Lessing shared his plan for spawning a whole new crop of symphony players.
My dream is developing a music school or a music academy that covers all levels, from the beginners, from the pre-K, to people who come back from Juilliard and do a year with the symphony in a training process.
Speaking to all gathered, he hinted at far more to come.
Do I have a vision for the city? Yes, of course. Do I have a vision to continue? Yes, there are a lot of projects I'd like to push and to continue.
With well more than 5 years left of the San Antonio Symphony, at least there may now be time for them to take root. For Texas Public Radio News, this is Jack Morgan.